Hello, my darlings, and welcome back to my YouTube channel. If you're new here, my name is Maria. Please subscribe below so we can be YouTube friends. We are talking about 4/4/2024, the portal day of April 4th. Wow, this is going to be one interesting portal, one powerful portal. I've been doing videos about portals for some time now. I haven't seen anything even remotely like this, so this is super cool. What's going through and what's coming down from the universe in terms of energies on April 4th is actually very special. April, if you watched my April energy update, is all going to be about the energies of fire. So it's going to be a very fast-paced month. April 4th, though, is a very grounding day. In some ways, it's going to feel like a very earth day, a very earth energy day mixed with the fire. And the intention and the meaning of this portal is all about personal safety. You feeling safe in your body. You feeling safe in your own world. You feeling like you can trust others. You feeling like you can trust yourself. So essentially, that day is all about building the foundations for the rest of your life. But those foundations are safety related. Safety related means root chakra. And that's, again, how we're going back to the energies of April actually being red. So they're very red and they're very fire. And so on April 4th, we all are going to get an invitation from the universe to do some serious root chakra healing. Our root chakra, our root center, is where our basic safety lives, or the lack of thereof, right? So if you don't feel safe in your physical body, if you feel like there is trauma there, whether that is from this lifetime, if you have a history of abuse or past lifetimes, and we honestly, 100% of humanity has a trauma around root center and basic survival, right? If you live enough lives, you're going to be faced with things like death or things that, I don't know, the misunderstanding of your group or your, I don't know, the people around you, right? And you're going to feel threatened at one point or another. Issues in the root center run deep. It could, you know, abandonment is right there. That fear of not being able to provide, the fear of not, you know, having the money, the fear to be left outside alone on the streets, like all of those basic safety things are all living in the root center. Now, why is this important? And why kind of like do we see this, this convergence of energies on 4/4? April in general is inviting us to step into our own truth fully and drop our false identity. That is very much a theme of April. The more you embrace that idea, the easier it is going to be for you. However, it is hard for us to be fully self-expressed. It is really hard to impossible for us to be who we are truly and who we're meant to be if our basic safety needs are not met. And I'm not talking at face value. Like, obviously, most people have a job and most people have, you know, a home of some sort. However, right, just having those things doesn't mean that you feel safe within. In fact, we have built so many coping mechanisms that we ourselves sometimes don't even recognize how unsafe we are. And so the portal of April 4th brings in very strong energies from the cosmos that are going to land in our root center to help provide that extra padding, if you will, and help provide that foundation that perhaps is missing, to help us feel more grounded and more free to express ourselves in the way that we want to. Fear, right, is also here in the root center. And fears are something that could come front and center for you as a theme and a topic on this portal of April 4th. However, what you're also going to receive is the energies from the universe to help you deal with that fear. And so vibrationally, the stream of energy that's coming through is white from the universe, right? Despite the fact that the energies of the portal feel more red. The reason the energies of the portal feel more red is because some of the undercurrents of your safety are going to want to be shown and resurfaced. And that is why the energy of the portal is red. And so there are a couple of portal exercises, a couple of things you can do in order to harness the energies of the day. Thing number one, this is probably best done in the morning. Although if you didn't do it in the morning, you can do it any time of the day. You would want to receive the energy of the universe. So It looks like a white stream of energy that goes from the heavens, really, into your crown and drops straight into your root center. And you want that energy to nurture your root center. And what I want you to be present is how inflamed your root chakra is at the base of your spine, how inflamed it is, how unsafe it is, actually. Like, if you zoom into that part of your body, it looks like an inflamed organ, right? Energy organ. And it's almost like there is that fire dwelling there, the suboptimal fire. And so what you want is you want to accept and allow yourself and invite in and absorb all of these white rays, all of those frequencies, and almost allow them to wash over your root center as if it was raining, if it was raining white energy. And watch the inflammation in the root center go down. The inflammation is always a point of attention and a point of contention within your body. So when your body is inflamed, your body is asking for attention in a particular facet of itself, right? Same thing is true here, right? For a lot of humanity, the root centers are inflamed because they're like waving a red flag saying, hey, can you pay attention to me? Because if you do, and if you heal me, you can move on to bigger and better things. But of course, we're busy with so much happening. And so we don't really, how frequently do we do the healing in our, most vital, like most basic, most foundational center? Not that often, right? And so allow the white rain to take away the inflammation. That's the first thing. The second thing, understand and to really just internalize on 4-4 is this. If you are looking for safety in the outside world, what you're really looking for is for the safety within, right? The number one place you need to feel safe is within you. In other words, the world, the universe, is never going to be reflected onto you as a safe space unless you get to that safety within. So it is all about internal work. And usually the reason we don't feel safe is because a part of us cannot trust ourselves, right? It's almost like we don't trust ourselves to have our own back. And so 4-4 is an invitation for you to start rebuilding your own foundations so that your body knows that you are the one person that is always going to be there for you, that you are not going to put your needs last, that you're going to prioritize your needs, wants, ideas, desires, aspirations, that you're not going to turn your back on your own suffering or any type of internal turmoil, right? So because of that, what you need to grow is a particular protector part. And 4-4 is really perfect for that. So what you want to imagine in a meditative state is that there is a parental figure. And that parental figure inside of you is you. And that parental figure can provide anything and everything that you need in terms of safety, whatever safety feels like to you. Whether just, feeling safe when you're walking on the street, feeling like there's going to be food on the table, feeling safe to express yourself, whatever is your need. Essentially, grow for yourself a part of you that is a parent inside of you that is going to meet that need for you. And you have to say that as a declaration. So essentially, you need to imagine yourself as a split consciousness, the little baby that requires safety, that is hurting, and the adult that can meet the need of safety. The irony is, you're both these parts. You're both these beings. You're both these people. And your adult part needs to communicate to the baby part of you that feels so insecure that it's from this day forward, it's always going to be there for you. From this day forward, it has your back. From this day forward, it will always watch over you, whether in this life or the next, right? And then watch this white waterfall from the heavens really enforce, accentuate, and amplify this part of you that is the parental figure that provides the safety, support, and comfort. And watch as that figure grows and expands. And you, as this little baby, watch yourself being held by this part and being nurtured by this part, but then understand that you're both of these parts. And finally, you are the adult in the room that you have needed all this time. And watch your foundations come back. When you have issues in your root center, if you were a house, sometimes this house lacks the floor. So if you find yourself just checking really quickly on your energetic house, if you notice that you don't have the floor, put the cement down, put the floor down, create the foundation of the house, right? Rebuild that root center brick by brick by brick. And the energies on 4-4 are going to be so perfect for this. And you would notice that once the foundations of your house are there, once you feel safe and secure, once your parental, internal parental figure, internal adult, once they are in place and firmly planted in your root center, it's going to be so much easier for you to feel happy because the energy can only rise up, right? If we are healed in the lower centers, the energy always rises up. And things like love, things like companionship, things like happiness, they're all in the higher chakras, right? And so if you're stuck at the very bottom with all your traumas, it's going to be very, very hard for you to live a very happy life, especially consistently. Yes, there could be spurts or like, okay, well, something good happens, but it's going to be very hard to hold on to that feeling. And one of the reasons why is that lack of basic safety in your root. And if we look at the numerology of the portal, 4-4 and then 8, and then also there's a 7, if you kind of add all of these numbers, 4 is the number of foundation, right? 4 is the square, which is one of the more stable forms in geometry. So, you know, but you have to become that foundation for yourself. You have to be safety. Because if you are that foundation for yourself, if you have your back, the universe is going to reflect your energy back to you. All of a sudden, the people around you are going to be safe. The circumstances around you are going to be safe. The things you even attract into your vicinity, such as, you know, things you see on TV, are going to start feeling a lot safer. And again, you change your frequency first, and then the universe adjusts to your frequency. 8, right, is, another kind of like 4 + 4 = 8. So if you build those foundations, what's opening up for you is a whole new world of infinity. Infinity and eternity, that's what 8 stands for, is the abundance of the universe. That is what becomes available to you. It is like a little lock and key that you turn, right? But it starts with basic safety. And then if you add all of the numbers in the portal, 4 + 4 + 8 in the number of the year, you get actually a 16 or a 7. And a 7 is actually a very masculine number. It's a divine masculine number. So 4-4 is also a portal to father yourself. Become the father that you wish you had for you. That is the parental figure that you're trying to grow in yourself on 4-4. And you may even do a journaling exercise or a writing exercise. Like, what does my ideal father look like? What qualities would my ideal dad have? And then infuse your inner adult with these qualities, whatever they are. Whether that is somebody who's solid and stable, somebody who is nurturing, somebody who's understanding, somebody who is like an authority figure, like whatever is your ideal dad is, infuse your inner adult and become that for yourself. Because that is the dad that you're missing is not an external father, an internal father, in order to heal your root center. If you want more information about the root chakra, I made a whole podcast, a whole video of just about the root chakra, and that may also be a really good time for you to go back to that video. All right, my darlings, please let me know down below how the portal goes for you, or if you're really sensitive to energies, if you're started feeling the theme of the root chakra crying and asking for your attention. That's it. 4-4 is a beautiful portal. It's gorgeous energies. It's very unique from, you know, what I can remember. And I'm glad it's here. It's always nice to be able to get assistance from the universe, especially on things as important as our most basic chakra. Thank you for sticking around, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye, loves.